You find me today looking for a new wood to try and do some bushcrafting in. I found a piece of woodland not too far from the town of Rugby, which I'll come up to on this crisp but thawing winter morning. The wood I found I actually spent most of my school life very close to, without really knowing of its whereabouts. The school had its own adjoining wood, which we spent an awful lot of time exploring. But I think that wood is going to be kind of off limits to non-schoolboys, even if they're ex-schoolboys. But this wood we found is not too far away. It's kind of remote, surrounded by farmland. There's slightly more houses around than would be ideal for sleeping out. But at the moment I'm only on the outskirts of the wood working my way in. I'm going to try and find out whether it's possibly deep enough to conceal our whereabouts for a couple of nights on the go. I'm currently following the trail of what I believe to be a muntjac deer. By the looks of things, he's only been through here very recently. Very easy to track animals in the snow. I picked up his trail across quite a thick patch of snow, but the wood is more broken in areas, and the part that we're going through now is just really leaf mould, which is quite difficult to work out where he's been or whether that was something that's been there a long time before. There are an awful lot of rabbit tracks as well all over the place, which are making things slightly more difficult. The woodland we're in is a fairly young wood, I would have thought. It looks like it's been coppiced in the past, but there isn't much sign of trees over 50 years old. We've got a sweet chestnut here that's looks around about 50. I know a little bit about this, as I spent 3 years being a tree surgeon. This is probably the best place for me to be in the world, just in a wood with currently nature battling its way back. We've got what looks like bluebells starting to just show the very, very tips pushing through the leaf mould. There's still a lot of sweet chestnut on the floor, the husks still remaining, but all of the nuts have been scurried away. The woodland's got quite a good mix. We've got oak, sweet chestnut, ash, Scots pine, silver birch, we've got Douglas pine, Douglas fir. Got quite a lot of holly. I haven't seen a woodland with this much holly in it for a while. And there you go, look, see, we've been wandering through and now I've crept up on someone's back garden. And it looks like this is where the muntjacs turn direction as well. Didn't like the idea of being in someone's garden. It always amazes me that the people who are so fortunate to live so close to places like this, and yet there seems very little evidence of them actually coming out of their gardens and using it. They've tamed their patch and they're sticking there. The silver birch are quite well established here. There are a few specimens that are getting towards the end of their lives.